Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you very much. Welcome back on board On the Mark. We're going to have an open phones day, but first we have a guest that we want to talk to. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com on the internet. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. When we get to open phones, you can call that number and our producer will put you through to us. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include OTM at the start of your message. Our guest this morning is Scott McFarland, a congressional correspondent for CBS News. He reports for all broadcasts and platforms on the network. Scott brings a wealth of experience to the Capitol Hill beat, having covered Washington, D.C. and the federal government for nearly 20 years. Prior to CBS News, Scott was a Washington-based political investigative reporter for NBC's local station for 8 years, where he interviewed U.S. presidents, dozens of senators, governors, and public officials. And this morning, he gets to talk to me. Scott, good morning. Good to have you on board, sir.
Right back at you, Joe.
I just heard you talking about UFOs on the news at the top of the hour, but that's not what we're going to talk about this morning, right?
Oh, I could go in length if you needed, though, brother.
I bet you could. I mean, that's certainly something exciting. The American people couldn't handle it. How many of you weren't around then, but I was back in the 50s, all these science fiction movies, things like Plan 9 from Outer Space, Grave Robbers. I mean, I think if we can handle them, we can handle the truth, can't we?
Totally. Good point.
Listen, you've been really looking at this situation with President Trump, former President Trump. His legal situation, isn't it completely clear to me today? I mean, he's been indicted a number of times. What's left outstanding, Scott, that we're likely to hear about coming in the next few weeks or months?
As early as tomorrow, there could be an indictment here in Washington, D.C., in the special counsel Jack Smith's probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. We were watching at the courthouse yesterday to see if the grand jury that's been convening on this investigation handed up an indictment. They did not. In fact, we didn't even see them yesterday. They tend to meet, though, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And because the former president has announced his target letter, that he is the target of a federal investigation, a criminal indictment is looming, if not imminent, and the grand jury is expected back here tomorrow.
How many times would they send out a letter like that and then nothing happens afterwards? Does that
very rare, but you also got this is also a special case. I mean, you send a target letter to a former president of the United States, you really put something out there. It seems inconceivable this wouldn't result in a criminal indictment. And this case is just so different, Joe, and I think it's worth emphasizing that. You know, there's been two other cases filed in New York, that local prosecution of the alleged hush money to a porn star. Mm-hmm. There's that Florida federal criminal case, also from special counsel Jack Smith, alleging the mishandling, potential exposure of classified records, America's foremost secrets. This one's different. This one could be enormous in size and scope. The breadth of it is almost incalculable, and I can explain that in a moment, but let me just hit the bottom line.
Okay.
There's a cathartic moment in America for some number of Americans, not all of them, but for many of them, to see somebody besides the rioters themselves charged for that horrific moment we experienced as a nation, January 6, 2021. There seems to be a hunger among some Americans for more accountability. So when this charge lands, it may just land different, at least with some Americans.
In what way?
Well, there's been 1,050-plus people charged for the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Mm-hmm. That's the largest criminal investigation in American history. But I think there's an argument out there that I've heard from critics of the former president that it's just the pawns. It's just the frontline folks who've been charged so far. And there's a hunger among the former president's critics for more accountability for somebody who may have given rise to that unique attack to be held criminally accountable. But that's also missing the mark a little bit. This investigation by Jack Smith into the efforts to overturn the 2020 elections, it may touch very much on the January 6th attack, but it's much bigger and wider. It's into those so-called fake electors, you know, these preposterous schemes to deploy electors that would overturn the results, the justified, legitimate results in the swing states. There's also the alleged threats against election officials and local election workers, or the pressure campaign placed upon them. There's an investigation potentially into all the money that was raised on these bogus election claims, not just from people in Pennsylvania, but from across the country. So there's a big, larger than we may have initially expected investigation that's underway and could result as early as tomorrow in a third criminal case.
Well, taking a look at some of the things that have happened, I mean, there's this case, the riot, then there's the Georgia election concerns. You know, where does that one stand right now? Is that one percolating, or is that near boiling over? Or?
I think it's near boil. I mean, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, the district attorney in the Atlanta area, has said that this could end up with charges released in early to mid-August. So we could be on the precipice of a fourth case against the former president. It's another local prosecution for alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results and the pressure campaign put on the Secretary of State, that famous phone call from Donald Trump, in which he said, well, find me 11,000-plus votes. I just need 11,000-plus votes to be found. There's some differences there, too. I think this also speaks to the broader concerns folks have about the efforts to overturn the election. The hush money may be interesting and intriguing. The documents case may be peculiar, but this is one Americans have been waiting for. Also, in Georgia, that court case could be televised. That could be a court TV special, which differentiates it from the Manhattan and the two federal prosecutions, one of which has been filed, one of which is looming, which are not on TV, not made for American consumption.
Well, there are a lot of our callers here who are conservatives, and I must admit I'm one myself. And we look at the Donald Trump and the way he's been treated over the past few years. Some people think he's been treated unfairly. Some people think there's a double standard in our justice system, that they'll come down on a guy like him, but they'll let Biden walk. And now there's some concern that, of course, with Rudy Giuliani's admission today that he did lie about some people. It looks like all this is piling up on him. And yet, 2 weeks ago in Jake Tapper's show, State of the Union, he was on, they played a quote of his saying that he was indicted for us. He's doing this for us. Do you believe he's that altruistic? And why would we want him to be indicted for us?
Well, indictments are a very singular experience. One can say he's being indicted for others, but an indictment is a particularly distinctive experience for those who've gone through it. I've covered the federal courts for about 20, 25 years, and ain't nobody happy to be in there, and nobody is able to take one for the team in a federal courthouse. You take one for yourself. I understand the growing and vitriolic criticism from House Republicans. I understand that they are speaking for their constituents, that they are echoing the voices of the people who sent them to office. They have accused the Department of Justice of weaponizing their labors of power to target the likely nominee in 2024, the president's likely opponent in 2024. But I think you have to be mindful of something. The special counsel is independent. The special counsel is not the attorney general. He's not a Biden appointee. So the independence was put in place just for this reason, to diffuse these concerns and diffuse these criticisms that this is a political weaponization. Jack Smith is making his own decisions, that he is not a presidential appointee and not beholden to President Biden. I'm not saying that argument's going to win the day with your listeners, with you, or with the Republicans in the U.S. House, but that's why there's a special counsel in the first place, try to snuff out some of this concern before it grew into a flame. It seems to have grown into a flame anyhow.
Well, there are a lot of people around here who believe that a special counsel should be appointed to investigate the Biden crime family, as we're fond of calling
well,
it.
Well, there is, I don't mean to interject, no, but there is a special counsel investigating President Biden. His name is Robert Hur. He was a Trump U.S. attorney in Maryland. He was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate the records in President Biden's possession, the ones that were allegedly where they should not have been, potentially mishandled, just the symmetrical type of concern that was made against Donald Trump's mishandling of records. So there is a special counsel. He hasn't reported out any criminal charges yet, but I want to underscore that because, in fact, that's what's happening.
Well, now Speaker McCarthy has decided he's going to loosen up a little bit on the calls to impeach President Biden. Do you see that going anywhere? Is there any sentiment on the, from what you've seen on the congressional halls? Is it likely to get any kind of legs?
It is. I actually don't see an off-ramp here. Speaker McCarthy keeps flirting publicly with the idea of an impeachment inquiry, which he says is a great tool, perhaps the necessary tool, to investigate everything they want to investigate with President Biden and his family. Once you start an impeachment inquiry, when you have a majority, it's hard to stop that train from speeding down the tracks toward an actual impeachment. I've talked to House Freedom Caucus members who have a list of names on their target list for impeachment: the Homeland Security Secretary, the FBI Director, the Attorney General, the United States Attorney in Washington, D.C., prosecuting the January 6th cases, and President Biden. It's a question of who goes first among Republicans. There's a growing call to do President Biden's impeachment inquiry first, because time is limited, and they may deem that to be the best route to pursue. But all that said, none of this is flying in the U.S. Senate. But if an impeachment is approved by the U.S. House, there are Republicans who could argue it certainly levels the playing field in 2024 if President Biden and former President Trump are on the stage. Each would be able to say the other has been impeached.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. It's easy to apparently it's easy to impeach, but it's hard to convict. And I don't see the United States Senate voting to convict Joe Biden. Do you?
I don't even see them taking it up. I mean, there's voting to convict, and there's even having the impeachment trial. I'm not sure you're bound to have the trial just because the House reported out articles of impeachment. Conviction is a absolute impossibility. But even having that theater that went with the two Trump impeachments, the captivating American public, the theatrics in the Senate chamber, the arguments, the passion, I don't even see that happen.
I mean, it was a close thing when Bill Clinton was impeached, and if our United States Senator Arlen Specter hadn't voted in the unusual way he did, he might have been impeached. But here we have no one really seriously thought Trump was going to be convicted on any of those charges, and I agree with you. I doubt that it would be possible to convict Joe Biden. So what is all this, Scott? What do you make of it?
I think you're mostly spot on. But let me say, I think on that second impeachment, I think there was a genuine hope among Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate they could get there on conviction. In the days after that horrific attack on the U.S. Capitol, there was an expectation it was in the realm of possibility there'd be a conviction. And for goodness sake, there were 57 votes toward conviction. There were a bunch of Republicans who went over. That was a striking thing at this uniquely politically toxic moment. That being said, you nailed it. This is a formative thing. It is made for an audience that wants to see some type of impeachment movement against Joe Biden. There's no expectation of conviction. There's no expectation of quote-unquote success. But it's the process. It's the journey that matters more than the destination. It does fill the void in the conservative media with an awful lot of red meat. It does water down the word impeachment, which can be used against Donald Trump when he's on the stump,
right,
and when he's on the debate stage next year. And it certainly diffuses the argument that there's a one- or two-tier justice system.
Well, it's going to be an interesting few months, I think, Scott. Hey, thanks
That's
so much.
Let's go look at the UFOs instead.
Okay.
Let's do that instead.
You believe they're out there?
I can tell you, I'm more confused by now than I was before I started looking into this issue. The whistleblowers you're going to hear from in the U.S. House today are credible people. They are former military. They say that they saw what they saw, and they were denied answers when they asked questions. And there's a tonnage of Americans who believe not only there are UFOs, that the U.S. government is not being transparent about it. And talk about red meat. Watch the next 90 minutes in Congress. The audience will be enormous for the UFO hearing worldwide.
Well, we've got Area 51 that's never been fully explained, and then the supposed capture of an alien body, what was it, in Roswell, New Mexico, back in the 50s. So
You want to talk about puzzles? Somebody can explain the layout of Breezewood. That'd be a puzzle I need to solve. That'd be a good practical answer that we could pursue together.
Having driven through there, Scott, I can tell you there is no solution and there is no answer. Hey, thanks so much for your time, sir. Always appreciate it. Take care, Scott. Bye. Okay, that was Scott McFarland, CBS's congressional correspondent. Always happy to talk to him. We're going to take a quick break and open up the phone lines, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. The program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they're a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. And they're a master towing service with decades of experience. The Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their Quick Lane, Car and Light Truck Service, Heavy Truck Service, Body Shop, and Frame and Alignment Division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water. Pure and simple.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger, which is why Penteledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most: businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penteledata.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We were pleased to have Scott McFarland, CBS congressional correspondent and UFO expert, whether he wanted to be or not, on the program this morning. And I think those are going to be some interesting things to follow, too. And one of our callers wants to discuss that. Joseph from Milton, you're on the mark.
Yes. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
I want to talk about UFOs. If you believe in evolution, that we just evolved out of the slime and come to where we are today in our technology and so forth, then I agree wholeheartedly. that there has to be other beings on other galaxies, other solar systems, whatever, because there's billions and billions of galaxies with billions and trillions of stars and planets and moons. So let's not think that we're the only one. That's ridiculous. If you're inclined to believe the world's evolution theory, okay? But if you believe in creation, no, I don't think there is any aliens out there. But here's what I want to say. This lie is being propagated by the government, and it's satanic. And why do I say that? Well, Revelation 19:19 is very clear that when Yeshua comes back and we come back with him, that is the born-again believers, on white horses, it says the kings of the earth and their armies make war with him. Now, nobody in his right mind would turn their weapons or nuclear weapons and missiles on us if they know that we're spirit beings and this, the very Son of the Almighty himself, which is indestructible. How could they destroy them? You can't destroy angels. You can't destroy him.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would be the point if as you say, if we didn't climb out of the muck and mire and that we are a product of creation, why create all those planets, all those stars, all those other things if you're never going to inhabit them?
That's a question I'd like to ask him. of course, his mind is not our mind. His thoughts are not our thoughts. I don't know why he created them, but he did. But the point is this: almost every, except E.T. that I can remember, of movies about aliens coming to us, they're not very friendly, right? I mean, the last one, Independence Day, remember them guys?
Yeah, but I guess you never saw, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of it right now. It's one of my favorite movies. Not It Came from Outer Space. Michael Rennie was in it. It involves a large metal
mechanical. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The Day the Earth Stood Still. Thank you very much for saving me, Rob. The Day the Earth Stood Still. They were friendly.
Yeah, I'm saying there's a few. Yes, there's a few. But the majority of them, these guys are not very friendly, okay? They want to take over the earth or kill us or whatever. And so what I'm saying is, according to Revelation, when the kings of the earth and their armies turn their weaponry against the born-again believers that are now transformed, coming back on white horses with the Savior, eternal beings, another type of creature, a supernatural creature, which we will be at that time, no one would do that. Except they were thinking that these are aliens, which we will be. Let's face it, at that time we would not be human beings as
but
we are now.
There are unexplained things. There are unexplained things. There are really serious people, as Scott McFarland pointed out. Military officers, people trained observers, have seen things that they can't explain, and they believe they're extraterrestrial beings. Well, so, you know, what are they? Are they nuts?
Well, no. There's principalities and powers in heavenly places. And wicked spirits. We see this in the book of Job, how Satan did with Job, you know, fire come out of heaven, so forth and so on. And so Satan has power. He's the prince and power of the air and of the airways and of the media, really. That's what the scripture says. He's the prince and power of the air.
So we're all dancing to Satan's tune in broadcasting. Is that your theory?
Well, that's what the Bible says. He's the prince and power of the air.
So the Bible's telling us that we shouldn't listen to radio or television because it's satanic?
I'm not saying that, but he... Let's face it, the perverted things that are being put forth on TV and on radio, a lot of it, you know, it's just that anything can be used for good or evil, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I'm just saying that if we did evolve out of the slime, like I said, there's got to be someone else out there that are maybe far more billions of years advanced from us, you know, that would have the technology to go, you know, faster than the speed of light. The speed of light is a crawl.
So what does that do to your what does that do to your theory if an alien force lands and says, "Hey, we're here. We wanted to see how you folks were doing." That suppose that happens. What does that do to your theories?
Well, then that would shoot my theories down.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Joseph. We appreciate your call, as always. You've given us something to think about, as you usually do. Thank you, Joseph. 570-743-9565. Have time for another caller before the break. Bob from Northumberland, you're on the mark.
I want to change the matter a little bit. Somebody sent me an email the other day, and they said about all these illegals are coming into the country and just spread out all over the thing. Mm-hmm. They're having outbreaks now of TB and some of these other things that we have totally eradicated over the years. that was the main purpose. Wasn't it of Ellis Island that they were quarantined there for so many, so long, and then
that was it. Yep. Anybody was sick, they got sent there.
So if he doesn't destroy us one way, he's going to destroy us another way. This guy's up to no good. Thank you.
Oh, well, that was a very short call. All right. Thank you for your comments. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We did have Scott McFarlane on talking about President Biden's legal travails and the fact that they're still not over, and the fact that he had just reported on the CBS News at the top of the hour about these upcoming hearings about unidentified flying objects. But we have something even more interesting in the news today, but we do have some unfinished business from yesterday. I promised I would get to some of the texts, and I will do that. One of our texters says, what's the correct minimum wage? That was part of our discussion yesterday. $10, $20, $30, $60 per hour? That's the problem with not letting the market decide. And then another texter says, maybe Eric should start a business and hire some people. Then he can pay them what that livable wage he thinks other businesses should pay inexperienced people. And Eric, what is a livable wage? And what should the minimum wage be? $15, $20, $25, maybe $50 an hour? And about Chris's call yesterday, where he was talking about the Florida law and the fact that it took race out of Rosa Parks' decision or arrest for not sitting in the back of the bus, which they admit they did, but then corrected immediately as a result of an overreaction they said on part of their staff. Says, wow, just more misinformation from Chris today. Oh my, Chris, the mainstream media has rotted your brains. The Florida curriculum doesn't say slavery was a good thing. And Chris, the alphabet soup coalition doesn't have the right to demand service taking another's rights and decide they don't want to give them special service. And we have an email that came in today from Doug. He says, Bronny James, son of LeBron James, suffered cardiac arrest at a USC basketball workout. This is a day after a commentator collapses on live TV while covering women's soccer. But nothing to see here. Move along, because it's perfectly normal for young, well-conditioned athletes to be collapsing with cardiac arrest. Well, yeah, it seems to be normal now. The last couple of years, gee, I wonder what could be the common denominator. Yes, there are some young people who suffer heart issues from genetics, and it has happened before the jab. But you simply can't deny that the number of young people suffering from cardiac arrest has absolutely skyrocketed since the experimental shot was forced on perfectly healthy people. But certainly, I won't hold my breath waiting for the media and others to admit that something is not right. Well, Doug, you know, it's hard to argue with you from the standpoint that there are people that do have these undetected heart issues and they do collapse from time to time. The fact that they have taken the vaccine may or may not be a contributing factor. And then finally, one of our emailers says, Joe, we have documents, emails, text messages, witnesses, whistleblowers, bank activity reports, phone recordings, videotape. How much more proof do we need? If Trump was accused of a whiff of the corruption and crime perpetrated by the Biden family, Nancy Pelosi would have impeached him three times over. Okay, I think that's our... Oh, no, I'm sorry. We do have some other unfinished business, but we'll get to that after we take a quick break. Phone calls come first, though, so if you want to weigh in on what we've been discussing this morning or start a new topic, give us a call at 570-743-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, You do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Our toll-free hotlines are open. If you have a cell phone, it's 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. A lot of stuff in the news this morning. One of our texters says, thanks for giving us anti-Trump leftist media propaganda this morning. Hey, this program is about all ideas. You know, you're more than welcome to call in and complain about what Scott McFarlane had to say if you don't think you liked it, or if you're certain you didn't like it. But, you know, on the other hand, we try to put all opinions out there. Back when Mark was doing the program with me, he would argue the liberal side, I would argue the conservative side. Now that I'm doing the show on my own, I'd like to try and be both. You know, if you call in and you have a liberal position, I'm going to argue with you about it. If you call in with a conservative position, I'm going to challenge you on some of the things you believe, too. It's a discussion program, an opinion program. We want your opinions. We want you to call. We want you to think of this as your show, because it is. You're the star. I'm just the guy sitting here and along with my producer, and we're just trying to put it together for you. But there are some exciting things that have happened today, and if you missed this, you missed one of the greatest, most exciting things in our history today. Joe Biden has cured cancer. President Biden was shredded on social media yesterday after saying his administration has effectively, and this is a direct quote, ended cancer as we know it, unquote. Biden made the eyebrow-raising comment during a speech about expanding access to mental health care at the White House, where he discussed his commitment to tackling the nation's mental health crisis as part of his unity agenda. He said, one of the things I'm always asked is why Americans have sort of lost faith for a while in being able to do big things. If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me and said, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can. We ended cancer as we know it. That was the president's claim. Biden's online critics were quick to seize the comment, with some fact-checking the president and others mocking the apparent brazenness of his claim. The dementia is so bad that now he thinks he's cured cancer, says State Freedom Caucus Network Communications Director Greg Price. Hey, Joe Biden cured cancer, everybody. He just announced it. He did it with all the money Hunter got him from other countries. He's a cancer-curing, child-sniffing, cocaine-doing hero. Bow down, Democrats, to the end of cancer hero. And that was from actor Nick Searcy. Conservative influencer Rogan O'Hanley said, who uses the handle at DC Drano, wrote, Biden has just announced that he's cured cancer. Yes, he seriously did. We are an international joke. And Trending Politics co-owner Colin Rugg responded, just in, President Joe Biden has officially cured cancer, according to President Joe Biden. What an amazing day for people all around the world. Biden will now be working to cure dementia. Let's see. Don't question him, he wrote in a follow-up tweet. Joe is the second smartest person I know. Hunter is the first. The Media Research Center shared the clip with a caption, "Fact check Joe. Who is briefing him and what are they telling him? And why haven't adults intervened?" That was from National Security Advisor for Senator Ted Cruz, Omri Searson. And Liz Willis, a former broadcaster who lost her mother in 2021 to cancer, tweeted, "Oh, it seems to me like my mother is still pretty dead to me." And that's sad. And then, according to the American Cancer Society, there were 609,360 cancer deaths last year in the United States. A founding partner and co-host of the Ruthless podcast, Biden has not cured cancer. So what is he thinking? Why would he even make a statement like that? It's kind of scary. If he actually believes it, it's kind of scary. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
So we've got cancer cured as we know it?
According to President Biden, we do.
But he also doesn't think there's any difference between a broken arm and a mental problems as far as health care. He also said that to that effect.
Yes.
So I'm thinking they're slightly different. One's a physical and one is mental. But anyways, so, you know, we got the Biden. I think it's just more, you know, diversionary tactics. Look here while I'm doing this over here. And did you hear about Hunter's lawyer yesterday, what he tried to do?
Well, they're claiming it was a miscommunication, and it was somebody in the law firm there that called over and made it sound like they were calling for somebody else and asked them to drop some of the material out of the filings. Yeah, it's pretty. The judge apparently is not very happy about it.
Well, that should be the lawyer, I guess. From what I heard, they had till 9 o'clock last night to have a good answer for it, which I don't know if that happened. But in other words, in my opinion, if his representation is going to the courthouse and trying to file that or wherever they did that, that would be grounds for dismissal of any type of deal that they have, in my opinion, because they're acting not in good faith with a plea deal and all that.
Well, they're asking the judge to consider some of the whistleblower testimony in deciding whether or not to accept that plea. Now, I don't know whether that's fair or not, but it certainly seems like maybe the indictment was premature, maybe that they should have waited to see what else was going to come out. But I think most of us wanted to see Hunter charged with something since he apparently deserved it.
Well, they've been slow walking this for 5 years now.
True.
The whole investigation. So, you know, they've been doing that just to put cover for the Bidens. And until that's taken care of, yeah, Hunter's a problem. He needs to pay the penalties for the crimes he's committed, you know, tax evasion and lying on gun forms, which, you know, you or I would be in, you know, heading to the hoose cow, or at least a long day in court, which wouldn't be good. But not with Hunter. He just, you know, hey, slap on the wrist, 2 years of not being in diversionary programs, and he has to stay clean. Well, I'm thinking he's not staying clean because just an assumption, and I think it's a pretty good assumption, that the cocaine they found in the White House probably was his. Now, why he would stash it in a cubby somewhere, it makes no sense to me, but if they haven't tested the other people that they know went through the White House over that weekend to see if they used cocaine, well, it only leads to one person. You know, and, well, I shouldn't say that. It leads to two people. Because who knows what Joe's doing down there?
Well, yeah,
we know Hunter's a crackhead, but you don't know what Joe's doing.
I was going to say, there's only one person with a drug history that we know of who's involved in the White House these days.
Well, that's true, but the way Joe comes out, some days he's up, some days he's down. When he's up, is he using something? Maybe it's something legal, maybe it's something illegal. We don't know. You know, they cover so much for him, we just don't know. So we'll have to wait and see. But I hope the judge throws the book at him and his lawyer today and tells him, nope, we're going to start this over and you're going to go to court.
Well,
the trial on these charges.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think what happens if they reject the plea deal, Hunter can either elect to let the judge go ahead and impose whatever sentence she chooses, or he can go to trial.
Well,
which could be a bigger could be a bigger risk for him, you know.
Well, but yeah, trial in Delaware. I don't know if trial in Delaware would be a bigger risk for him or not. Now, if it was in down in the D.C. area, he probably, yeah, let's go to trial because he knows what would happen. But yeah. In Delaware, how are the people really feeling about the Bidens right now? That's the question that needs to be answered, because that would be a jury of his peers, correct?
That would be, yep. That would
be.
So. All right.
So we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, I hope the judge does the right thing and tells him to go pound sand with his plea deal and makes him go to court.
What time is that? Is that scheduled for 10 this morning, about 15 minutes, I think? I may be wrong in that.
I don't know. I hadn't heard time. I just knew it was going on today.
I know they had pictures on TV this morning of outside the courthouse. They were already lined up waiting for him to go in. Hey, Stan, thank you. Always appreciate your call, sir. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
You
yep,
too.
Thanks.
Harry, you're on the mark this morning from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Joe. I find it interesting that once again, you know, we have what is called a Biden claim that most other people would call a, well, let's be honest about it, it'd be a lie. You know, we had 2 weeks ago, we had inflation was down. Well, that's true to a point. That was only a half lie because inflation was down. However, it was down over the record level that he raised it to and his policies raised it to. It's still 2% higher than it was before he took office. We heard about how gas prices went down. And in the last 10 days to 2 weeks, they've gone up 70 cents a gallon in this area. So that's another claim that can't be backed with anything. And now finding the cure for cancer in his administration, you know, that's amazing because there's only one person in the world who knew that took place, and that evidently was clueless Joe Biden.
Well, and what does it even mean? We've ended cancer as we know it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
we don't know
I mean,
it very
you
well.
Know, yeah. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the next thought Joe has in his head will be the first one in quite some time, because they go up there, they get lonely, and they leave. But the other thing that bothers me, and I was glad to hear you just talking about it there, I heard it last night on my way home from work, was the fact that a lawyer from his team went and asked to have a filing removed from a judge's office representing the lawyer for the group from the House Ways and Means Committee, a part of the United States Congress, who had filed it, and they removed the file from that. Now, can you imagine how many heads would have exploded if Donald Trump's team had done that? Can you just imagine the hue and cry and the fact that the world would have come to an end?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And now this is, now it's probably just made up. And, you know, the whole thing with this thing, there is a guy named L. Koenig. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He is the legal expert for the what I call the Democratic National Committee's publicity firm. Other people call it CNN. But he is their legal consultant, and he said about a month ago, he said that he didn't understand how this case had drug on so long. Anyhow, for 5 years, he said this was a five-week case. And the whole fact that it's been going on like this, and now this will lead to another delay or sweeping under the rug of something, it boggles the mind at the level of how people don't find anything wrong with this administration. Oh, it's just Joe being Joe, or Joe has gaffes. No, Joe is an inveterate liar who always was a liar, and now having... I hope it's dementia, because nobody can be quite as stupid as he is without a health problem. I really hope it's dementia. But now we have a guy with dementia who's an inveterate liar on top of not knowing anything with the truth, and we're supposed to swallow all of this as just, oh, it's just Joe. I mean, where does it end?
Well, I mean, you take this along with God Save the Queen, and apparently he's developing this habit of dropping in ridiculous non sequiturs or gratuitous comments that have no basis in reality. And you know, they're more worried about him tripping and falling. I understand they've been taking, using smaller steps off Air Force One for him. The staff is working on getting him, I guess, some kind of shoe that's non-slip.
Even the thing a couple weeks ago where he was nibbling on the little girl's shoulder in the line there with the people from, I believe it was from the embassy or something in Norway. You know, I probably would have been, if I was the parent, I know I would have gone to jail for assaulting the president, but he wouldn't have made him nibble on anything for a little while.
Well, if, you know, it does bring up the point that if, and let's face it, Donald Trump has some issues too, and Joe Biden has issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If this is the very best we can do for President of the United States, we are in deep trouble.
Well, I know I've used this before, and I know you're familiar with the old satirist Mort Saul. But he once said that, and he said it way back about McGovern and Nixon, and the sad part is you can use it 50 years later, that if the two top men, like after this past election, were Biden and Trump, what does that prove? And his answer was Darwin was wrong.
We haven't evolved, right?
Yeah, you know, and if they're the answers, I mean, you know, the last elections you had, Hillary and Trump, and you had Biden and Trump, and if they're the answers to the question, I don't think that the question is worth asking.
But can a good man or woman rise to the top? Are we so ideologically bound up in wanting to either be ultra-conservative or ultra-liberal that we will push aside...
Well, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, yeah. We push aside people who are well-qualified, who could really lead the country. You know, I look back at, and this is dating me, I look back at Barry Goldwater. If you remember, well, you probably weren't around then, but I was.
Well, I was 7 years old when he ran.
Okay, well, I wasn't quite voting age yet, but I was close to it. But, I mean, I can remember when they tried to coalesce around Nelson Rockefeller to try and stop him. And, you know, it was too little too late. And so you took somebody, I mean, Rockefeller was a moderate, a definite moderate. He wouldn't survive in today's Republican Party. I don't think Bill Scranton would survive in today's Republican Party.
I
think we've got to stop being more focused on the ideological aspects of the candidate and what proposals they have. What is their vision for the country? What do they actually represent in terms of the ability to produce that vision? And we're
but
not
I think
looking
until
at that.
You take the money out of it, Joe, you can't do that.
Well, you're
you
right.
know, and that's part of the problem too. You know, the money leads to the ideology as well, and because you have to appeal to the going along. I mean, I think you're dead right, but you have to appeal to the base, and you can't appeal to the base without having all the money to espouse your theories, no matter how out there they are.
Okay.
You know, because you look at it now too. Even with Goldwater, Goldwater is a great example. But you know, John F. Kennedy right now couldn't be elected by anybody either. And there were very few people that were more centrist than JFK.
Yeah, but bear in mind, his daddy had a lot of money. He could have bought him the election.
That's true. Well, that was another Mort Saul line, that he was on an election, never buy one more vote than is absolutely necessary.
Supposedly, that's what his dad told him. He said, I can't afford to buy you a landslide. Hey, thanks, Harry. Appreciate your calls, as always. You've depressed the heck out of me today, but thanks for calling. 570-743-9565. We have one call coming in. We got time for that. We'll take our final break of the
day.
Want
to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve visibility in your vehicle and save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't risk your safety because of bad wiper blades. Be ready for any weather. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Our friend Tom from Sunbury, the philosopher, has an interesting question. He says, if God created the heavens and the earth, where was he when he did that? Interesting question. Cindy, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, one thing that really irks the daylights out of me is when someone says they're going to cure cancer. Because cancer, back in the 60s and 70s, we might have thought as medical people that cancer had a single causative agent, and therefore you could suggest that we could cure cancer like we could cure malaria or we could cure some other illness. But it is not that case. Cancer is caused, but each kind of cancer has typically a different causative agent. Some is genetic. You're just bad luck on the roll of the dice. Some is chemical, like people who smoke cigarettes. Some is actually viral, like people, women who got cervical cancer, men who get oral cancer, which is transmitted within sexual diseases. So for anyone to suggest that they're going to cure cancer is just ridiculous. That's like saying we're going to cure all infectious diseases.
Well, that's an interesting point, but I mean, cancer is... You know, largely it's a I won't say a generic term, but it covers, as you point out correctly, a wide range of maladies. All have
right.
in common the unregulated growth of tissue. Or am I off on that?
No, you're right about that.
Okay,
that's
so
correct.
Then in theory, isn't there some way that you could find something that would arrest tissue from multiplying without valid reason?
I mean, well, that would be problematic, Joe. Because then what you see is that people's hair falls out and they get ulcers in their mouth because naturally we replace the tissue that lines the mouth and the GI tract. This is why when people are given chemotherapeutics to treat cancer, this is why they suffer these side effects. So no, I don't think there is some magical one-size-fits-all answer to this problem. In fact, quite to the contrary. I think that they're each unique, just like infectious diseases are each unique. And no fool would go on the radio and suggest they're going to cure all infectious diseases. That would just be a ludicrous thing to say. So in the same way, when they come out with these, when he did this when he was running for office, Biden, they're going to cure cancer in our lifetime. No, you're not. Now, some cancer rates have dropped dramatically, and that's wonderful. And there are some cancers that there's a much higher survival rate, like childhood leukemia. There's an 80% survival rate. When we were kids, it was pretty much a death sentence. So that's wonderful, but that's one cancer that they have dealt with. That's in no way represents all of them. And it's,
most of them
remain literally fatal. They're, you know, like pancreatic cancer. For example, most gliomas in the brain. You know, it's just not a fair thing. It's a grossly dishonest thing to suggest that you can cure cancer.
Well, why do you think Joe Biden, the President of the United States, would have claimed to have done so?
I have no idea. I really worry for the man, and by extension, for the rest of us, because he's apparently confused, grossly confused. And I remember when the previous president was in office and there were alarmists who said, OMG, he's got his finger on the button. Well, by similar concern, so does this man. And this man evidences repeatedly cognitive confusion at a scale that's very troubling. Very troubling.
Well, one of the people who commented on his statement said that next he's going to work on dementia, so maybe there's hope. Cindy, well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
Appreciate your call, as always. Take care. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with an Open Phones Day on On the Mark. We always invite your comments, your questions, your discussion. Give us a call tomorrow at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. I'm Joe McGranahan. This is WKOK Sunbury.